The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you from Santee, South Carolina. South Carolina, boys, it's been a great day. We're here for the third edition of the Santee Four Ball Championship.
No, Four Ball Classic.
Classic. There it is. Well, it used to
I was
be the
waiting
winter,
for you to bring me in.
But it used to be the Winter Classic. Now it's the Classic. But anyway, what a great time. We had a great round today.
And I am?
And I played terribly, and you're not here yet.
Okay.
I played terribly, but it's still so much fun. And we have a great crowd in here tonight. We've got pulled pork. We've got barbecue chicken. We've got Santee slaw, Santee chocolate milk. It's incredible stuff. And joining me is my buddy who rode in the golf cart with me all day today.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to introduce you, would you? Just stop. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort.
How you doing, everybody?
Hey, pal.
Glad to be here.
What's up? Fun day today, pal.
It was for me. For you,
great group,
you had a struggle. You had a couple struggles. A few holes, you were out of it.
Well, I didn't feel good.
I know.
I had a little trouble, but
you had the putters, and the putters did well.
I won some skins. I
actually did win a skin.
I did. Birdie boy.
We have two teams here at the Santee Four Ball Classic.
We do.
Which, if you go to Santee.com. You can find it out there for next year. So we have probably about 100 people here right now.
Yeah, it's packed.
It's awesome.
We're in the really cool clubhouse that overlooks the villas here at Santee.
And the Lake Marion, which is the second largest lake in
South Carolina.
South Carolina is also home of the Clemson Tigers.
Who?
The Clemson Tigers.
Not familiar with them.
Dabo Sweeney.
That's not, you use that Verbal. Name to get good tables.
And my daughter actually is a junior at Clemson.
Yeah, and I know that.
We spelled the name correctly, but Dabo doesn't.
Anyway,
and for the first semester, hold on, don't cut me off yet.
I was trying to cut him off.
I know. Jeez, people, it's your show, but who's paying for it?
No, it's not. You do.
And so Eliza's at school at Clemson, and like the first month, like, hey, y'all related
Eliza
to Dabo?
Eliza's his daughter.
It's like Dabo. It's like, no, my S-W-E-E-N-E-Y. I'm Eliza Sweeney. She's like, sure you're not related to Dabo? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then finally she said yes.
Okay, so. Getting back to golf and getting back to why we're here, again, the third edition of this really, really fun golf tournament. It's all about relationships, guys. The relationships, this grew from absolutely nobody, zero, one person, and that one person was Todd Miller. Todd Miller and his heart and soul and his wife Penny and his staff here of almost 50 people did it. They made it happen. It's growing and growing and growing every year. And for our listeners out there, we'll tell you how to get to this golf tournament because next year.
It's not that hard.
Bigger and better. Going to be great. And we'll just take it from there. Let me do something.
Yes.
Can I do this?
Well, finally, you'll do something.
Can I welcome our buddy?
Who's that?
Our friend.
From Peoria, Illinois.
And our good friend.
Born and bred.
No, truly. And people say this on the radio all the time. He really is a friend. He's really a nice guy. Mr. Todd Miller, who is the PGA professional and general manager here. Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hey, guys.
It's Miller time.
Right.
It is Miller time. Brendan was really loud on that.
Sorry about that.
Todd, welcome in.
Hey, thank you so much.
What's that?
Let's get Todd up a little bit.
Push that closer to your face.
There you go.
Hey.
You have a lot of face, Todd.
We're so glad to have you guys here again.
It's fun to be here.
Third time.
You know, last night we didn't have you on because the people from Tour Edge just – took over the show.
Yeah, they kind of ran a little long, didn't they?
They did. I'm going to call John Claffey and tell him about, you know, Tom Henderson.
Right.
And what a great job he did last night.
They did.
To be
they
honest.
Did. I think it was.
And they did a great job today. Gave away a lot of clubs, which you're, I mean, you did that. You're a huge Tour Edge distributor.
Absolutely.
And FootJoy golf shoe distributor. One of the biggest around, right?
Yes. We're one of the largest FootJoy distributors in the Carolinas on the green grass side.
And
what does that mean, green grass? What, so for the average listener out there, you say green grass or retail or whatever. Green grass means you're at a golf course.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, the typical, well, ours isn't typical, but pro shop at a golf course.
And then you do some pretty specialized advertising. So if you're driving down 95, you pass south of the border, boom, you're heading down to Florida from D.C., from Washington, wherever you're going
to
be.
Right. Then you start to see our billboards.
Yeah.
Directing you in to come in, shop in our shoes, our shoe shop, where our pro shop that specializes in shoes. We've got over 3,000 pairs in stock.
A pair of their selection. All the players here get to pick out what FootJoy shoes they want.
And it's
no
great.
No matter what price, they pick out a great pair of shoes. So
right. Every
that
single
went
one
down
of these players is leaving with some Tour Edge. Well, this year was a Tour Edge
putter.
And their choice of golf shoes.
And
lots of other
shirt,
goodies. Hats, right.
Everything. A dozen golf balls, everything.
Golf balls from Encore.
Tell us about how the Santee Four Ball Classic started 3 years ago.
The town came to us and said, hey, let's pick a time of year where we want to get people to come into town, stay here, where we can really showcase what we do and make it be fun. You know, obviously, let's have a tournament, be a little competitive, but mostly we want it to be fun, and let's make it really special. And that's where we've been able to, with the great partnerships, been able to give them so much with each year that, you know how much you're getting before you even get here. It's not even counting the golf and the food and
so
all that.
Tell us about what we get.
It
costs like $600.
Under 600.
Yeah.
And you get before you even, right when you get here, we're going to give you you're in the tournament golf shirt, pullover, FootJoy glove of your choice, shoes we already talked about, the Tour Edge. This year we did putters. In the past we've done golf bags or I think we even did drivers and hybrids 1 year.
Hat.
Cap or
visor
for the ladies.
Pullover.
Shirt, pullover.
So we're at 8 right now.
Golf balls, dozen golf balls.
9.
Right.
Golf balls are Encore golf
Encore,
balls.
Yep.
Encore.
Yep.
A big sponsor.
Real generous to us this year.
Yeah. So that package right there, if you would like retail it out, would be around $400.
Right there. Yeah.
Easily.
Right. No, at least. At least with the Tour Edge putter. Mm. Oh, especially.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now you're looking at.
And the FootJoy shoes, $200.
Right.
$250.
And then 2 nights stay here.
And it's not limited to one style or whatever that we picked out.
No,
you pick out anything.
Pick.
You wander the shop and pick what you want.
Yeah. That's great. That's great.
And you know what's so neat, though? He said, look, Frank, Brendan, guys, and not just us, but everybody here, just pick out what you want because what you see on the shelves, which is enormous, is we have them in the back, too. So if you don't see your size, just tell us. We'll pull it out. They pulled out a 13 for a friend of ours today.
Right.
Phil from Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this was so cool. Now we're in our third year here, and now we have a relationship with all these guys. So we're our boys from Youngstown, Ohio.
Right.
We get guys from hey, Youngstown.
Yeah.
Youngstown. Let's hear it. That's my new dentist.
Dentist. Joe the Pro.
Joe the Pro.
He's there. Joespros.com. You can find him there.
Hey, guys, let's just do it right now. Everybody in here, how about a big round of applause for Todd Miller and what his team's done so far? Is it awesome or what? Yeah. We have fun time, fun place, third year here. I wouldn't miss this, period. Absolutely.
It's Exit 98 on 95 heading south.
Exactly. We're easy to find.
Now, Santee is it truly halfway between New York and Florida?
We say so. Yeah, literally it just about is.
So just stop in here.
Stop in
here.
Come
stay at your villas. Play some golf.
You need to stop. You're going to get gas. You need to eat. Might as well hopefully we'll come and spend the night and play one of our golf courses. And or if you just have time to stretch your legs, how about our new the putting course that we just opened up.
And you have these cool golf villas that you've built.
Absolutely.
Now we're staying in.
You put us up in. Thank you.
You have 20 villas?
We have 34 villas or 24 villas and 10 of the townhouses that are two years old.
But they're gorgeous. And we have grills outside, patios, ceiling fans on the patios, in the rooms.
Eating, drinking, golfing, that's Santee.
It's perfect.
Eating, drinking,
right on,
golfing.
Right on the golf course.
And fishing, too.
Maybe in that order. Yeah, absolutely.
Got a lot of fishing going on, too.
Right? Lake Marion's huge.
Well, Santee Cooper Country Club, where we're playing tomorrow, it sits right in the lake.
Right, the 18th hole, you get a beautiful
view.
Now,
what course? Todd, tell us this. Todd Miller, somebody turned off the light.
Uh-oh.
Boom, boom. Pat Travers is here.
Who is the general manager
of
Santee Cooper Resort, general manager of Lake Marion Golf Club. Todd, which course is more difficult and why is it more difficult? Santee Cooper Resort.
Well, the way that you're playing today, any golf course is difficult.
Well, I had to play with you. That's why.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, if you throw it out there, take it.
Yeah. Kind of lobbed it in there.
Had wow.
He did.
It's sort of like a divorced couple. Like,
that was
a softball. You still want to be married or no?
Well, it depends.
Just remember, I'm always on top.
Right.
No, God. No.
Uh-oh.
Anyway. The situation.
On top of the situation, yeah.
So anyway, back to the question, I think.
Yes.
Right. Which is the tougher of the two courses? For me, I think that, both courses are great fun to play. The Santee Cooper Country Club was the first course that opened in Santee back in 1968. And to me, it's a little bit more of an old school course. The fairways are a little tighter, the greens are a little bit smaller, so I think it's more a little tougher course.
You gotta right into Brendan's,
think about it a little bit.
Yeah,
the young guys, he's got to think about whether he wants to hit that driver or not.
Well, he is a bull moose. The guy hits the ball a ton and a long way. And at my advanced age, I don't hit it quite that far.
So. I've only learned one way to hit a golf ball. It's like swinging hard.
What, top it?
Top it. Actually, that was pretty funny last year. 13th hole.
Right, yeah.
It was pretty cool. The guys.
So, Todd, you have a great staff over at the Pro Shop.
We absolutely do, yes.
And you have a great staff. I mean, even, honestly, guys, even I want to say the housekeeping staff.
Miss Debbie?
She's so nice. She is so sweet. And she stops by and says, do you have enough towels? Can I get you anything else? Whatever. Everybody here is just like, I'm all about relationships. This becomes a relationship within 10 minutes after you arrive. It does.
That's what we think is one thing that keeps our groups coming back. And we get so many groups that come back year after year. Yeah. Once you come here, we try to treat you like family, and we get so many that tell us they feel like that they are family. So
well, and you did that for Brendan and I last night.
Tell us
where we went last night. Key Largo?
We went to Key Largo, yeah.
It was great.
It was a great little tiki bar.
Right, little tiki bar.
It was great.
Off of 301.
Right.
That was awesome.
Cool jukebox. Kicked it off.
Great jukebox.
Listened to great tunes.
Because we had the shrimp boil, and you guys didn't let my wife and I get to any of it. It was Tourage Tom that got in line first.
He was in front of the ladies.
Knocked it out. So then,
and he had no mushrooms.
Wait, let's explain that to our listeners. Now, the way they stage it, which is we're over at Santee Cooper Resort in their clubhouse. Great shrimp bowl. Gorgeous setup. Christmas trees. Totally decorated. And Todd gets up and says, all right, what we're going to do is have the ladies come up to the food first, make your plates, and then the men can come up afterwards. Who was the first guy in front of the ladies?
Tranny Tom.
It was Tourage Tom.
Tourage Tom.
Tom.
Call him Tranny Tom.
Now, how embarrassing is that?
Yeah.
And we have
everything comes out in South Carolina.
Ridden him all day. And we're going to do it because, actually, he's a great guy. Does a great job.
He's
but
fabulous.
We're not going to. But he's not in here right now?
He's right there. They're right ahead of him.
Did he hear it? He can't.
No.
No.
I'm surprised he can't hear anything with ears that big.
Ouch. That's not nice. He's a sweet guy. Tell us what your wife, Penny, does. I mean, she helps you a ton.
Basically, she does everything, and then I get all the credit. So.
Well.
Yeah, no, my wife, I'm one of the few. I'm blessed I get to work with my best friend and my wife, and she is our director of golf here. So she handles most of the bookings on the golf. Actually, she and our other PGA professional on staff are out running in the putting tournament on our traverse right now.
Tell us about that. This is so cool.
Yeah, this is our new offering this year. That we wanted to be able to have something to offer to our guests when they're staying in the villas, that they have something else to do after golf and in the evening. So we built a 35,000
square foot.
There's
Miss Penny right there. Oh, Miss Penny!
There she is.
She will not put on a headset. I'm sorry, Tom.
No, she will. She would not.
Go ahead, Tom. Finish.
Okay. Anyway, so, we call it the Palmetto Traverse. 35,000 square foot.
The Palmetto Traverse.
Largest putting green in South Carolina, and it is one full putting green.
It's 18 full putting holes.
We actually have 18. We put out 18 different holes every day, and it's 18 holes on one green, basically.
Oh, 18 different every day.
Every day, different.
But everybody was practicing. I saw them.
Yes, they
were.
Before
the contest tonight. Your people are out there changing it right now, aren't they?
Well, I asked the superintendent to put a couple doozies out there for them. So
I saw one over some.
Your greens are absolutely fabulous here, by the way.
But this green out here has more humps and bumps than Chris Spence out of North Carolina designed it and built it for us, and he says it's got more slope than he's put on any putting surface that he's ever done.
Now, you know, Brendan, one thing that I think is really cool here, Todd, Brendan, is the driving range is open until what time?
Right, we got lights on the driving range, so the lights stay open till 10 or 10:30.
Yeah, if you're tooling down 95, you want to hit some balls on the way down?
If you come here to hit some balls, you're going to check in, you're going to stay, you're going to play 18. For sure.
Play 18, putt 18, hit some whatever you want golf-wise, that's what we want.
How many hotel rooms are in Santee?
Oh, man, the mayor told me one time, and I've forgotten, but it's many thousands. I mean, we actually have 1,000 residents, but in the evening, if you fill up the motels, we could be somewhere close to 15,000 to 20,000 residents.
So you weren't kidding with me. There's only 1,000 residents of Santee.
Right.
Wow. But it's
We are a blip off the interstate.
But it's a great blip, and it's a golf blip, and it's really a destination.
We are a golf destination. We have three golf courses literally within less than a mile.
We have a birthday celebration here for Charlie Butler.
Butler.
Cake.
He left?
Charlie Butler. Well, we can't stop this.
Happy birthday to you
birthday,
who are not here. Happy birthday to you who are not here. Wow. What a buzzkill that is.
Well, everybody, we're having
Charlie Townsend, when was your birthday? When's your birthday? There you go.
Close enough.
Oh, it's my mom's birthday. Come on, give it to Charlie.
Okay, everybody, back to Todd, because we've only got a limited amount of time with Todd. He has to go out and supervise the cheating that will probably try to happen on that.
Well, we almost had a birthday party here.
Yeah,
we almost had a birthday party. But so,
and you guys got to get off work, too, so you can get out there and get your round in on the putting course.
I might have to pass tonight. Now, Henderson,
what do you mean
you
got to pass tonight?
Henderson wants me to play, you and I to play he and his buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there was a potential wager floating around earlier this afternoon.
I think there was $50 a hole is what it was.
All right, let's go. So,
automatic one downs.
I get my 16 handicap right now.
No handicap on this thing.
Yeah. I'll take his knees out tonight.
Yeah, and we talked about the driving range being lighted. But the listeners may or may not know. I don't remember if we told them, but it is dark now, and we are out there putting. So, yeah, our putting course is lighted also till 10 or 10:30.
So, Todd, what would you leave our listeners with as who, when, where, why? Basically, who comes, when do they come, where do they come from, and why do they come?
Oh, we get, again, we are a destination, so we get golfers from all over Canada, like we mentioned here for this event. We got
Canada, 14 Florida, states and three countries here
represented,
at this
right.
Really, 14 states and three countries this week?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So we draw from
everywhere. Tommy's from Mexico.
I mean, we are like most other destinations where people are not wanting to drive as long and this and that. But, most of our play comes from, obviously, with only having 1,000 people, we don't have that much local. So we have to give people reasons to want to come here. So that's why we have put in the villas. We've had the great golf. Our putting course is something new and unique that just about nobody other than some of the high-end resorts have.
Well, you've done a lot in the 3 years I've been here. But is there anything new that you can share with our listeners that you're about to do? Any special things? What special events, possibly, may be coming this year?
We're going to try and take advantage of our new putting course. We want to get new people, juniors, people that have, where the 18 holes is too tough for them anymore, and the ones that are here and played 18 and used to want to go out and replay 18 more, and that's just too much. Now you can still keep golfing going throughout the rest of the day, and you're not just totally worn out from playing 36 or 27.
So what's your average spend? If I want to come down here with like eight guys, 3 days.
It's kind of like this tournament is here. Our average spend, you know, we're right around the $500 range for 3, 4, or 5 days, depending on the time of year. And most of the time, during our biggest season is obviously spring. So we're March, April, May is big time. And then in the fall, again, we have big season. And with most of our package, your food is included. Like we already mentioned, you don't have to drive very far. We got 3 courses right here. Like
beers across the street.
Right? Yeah.
IGA.
We got the breakfast. Food. Breakfast here.
Your breakfast is included here. Right. Yeah. We include gift cards. So if you don't, you can get your lunch in the pro shops, or you can spend it on the merchandise in the shops, the shoes or the clubs that we offer. So.
Got a funny story. It was I talked to John McGinnis the other day from XM Radio.
Oh, Johnny? Yep.
And he just had a baby. He's 52 years old, just had a kid.
Congratulations, Sean. And he's pretty wise.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Who's like 30. But anyways, he said, I told him I was coming up here to Santee. He goes, oh, the place in the river. He goes, yeah. He goes, remember Chris Patton won the USAM, and he played at Clemson. And he goes, he sat down. He goes, I saw this guy going to McDonald's in Santee, South Carolina, ordered 4 quarter pounders and cheese, 2 fries, a shake, and a Coke, and ate it all. And he won the tournament by 6.
Wow.
At the McDonald's right down the street.
Really?
Yeah.
And then he went to Mayo Clinic.
No, he's a teacher at Fountain Inn.
Really?
South Carolina, yeah.
Unbelievable.
But, hey, Santee, South Carolina, got to love it. Love it. We enjoy this place. It's great. It's 5 hours from Orlando. And I drove up here in no time at all. 7 hours from Nashville.
So you average 78 miles per hour.
74 miles an hour.
Whatever. And for the Georgia State Police and the...
Georgia's tough. Actually, South Carolina's tough.
What is your driver's license number?
Yeah, because you get funneled into 2 lanes there.
Yeah, that's awful. Anyway. Awful, awful.
Todd, thank you so much.
Thanks for your hospitality, buddy.
We appreciate
it. So glad to have you guys.
Oh, no. It's our pleasure.
Welcome.
It truly is.
Welcome back next year and anytime.
We got next year, too?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet!
Next year's going to be bigger because we're going to come up with something. A Golf Talk
Dwarf
America.
Tossing.
No. A Golf Talk America contest within your tournament.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And the winner can maybe be a co-host for a day.
Well, what if we give away a trip to South to French Lick as well?
We could do that, too.
Wow.
Now, to go to French Lick, you guys don't have enough golf courses. So you've got to pony up a little bit.
We need to look at your blueprints
Pete
on your
course,
thing.
The Donald Ross course, the
Tom
Bedelo course,
casino,
whatever. Spa,
play me a
hotels
fiddle.
And all that. Thank you, French Lick, for everything you do for us.
You better believe
so
it.
So much, and your whole family. I mean, Brendan Sweeney has been part of this show from day one, and a great friend.
Before day one, Frank.
Actually, it was. Would you
remember the first
it?
Time we met?
We're not going to go there.
Come on, let's go.
No, we're on PGA Tour Radio. We can't do that. But yes, I do
I
remember.
I want to hear about it later, though.
We'll tell you about it later. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com, live from Santee.
South Carolina.
South Carolina, Lake Marion Golf Club, if you want to look it up. Todd, how do they get to you?
SanteeCooperGolf.com.
SanteeCooperGolf.com.
Yes.
Could we do like a big weatherman voice?
No.
SanteeCooperGolf.com.
He's not here with us tonight. So what would you leave a parting thought of tonight's festivities, this week's festivities? What would you say to our audience to compel them to come here?
I would just like for everybody to come and have as much fun as we've been having this week with all these people that are here. And
there it is. There it is. Absolutely. Todd Miller, thank you, buddy, so much.
Thank you, guys.
Penny Miller, thank her so much. She's so special.
She is a grace between the wheels.
Your entire staff.
Thanks.
I'll pass along the word.
Hey, so
thank
tomorrow.
So
hey, what do we have tomorrow? What are we playing?
Yeah, what? Tomorrow?
Well, you
day
guys
two?
Kind of just filling space, but some other people
we're kind of filling
playing
space?
For playing for some prize money.
A little bit of prize money.
I got a gift card in your
maybe,
show.
Maybe
you got a gift card from
maybe you guys
year.
Got a big comeback in you. But we got the final round. Santee Cooper Country
Club. It would be a huge comeback.
It would be the greatest comeback in sports history.
And if it happens,
the greatest comeback
happens,
in sports history.
I'll never be invited back here again.
Well, it's like the GWAA. You won't be invited back.
I won the Golf
that.
Writers Association of America tournament last year, Todd.
Yes,
we won't go there. Anyway,
I think I heard about that.
You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com. We're here live in Santee, South Carolina. The four ball.
Classic.
Classic.
Santee Four Ball Classic.
Todd Miller, Penny Miller, Tom Henderson from Touredge.
Hey, John Claffey.
John Claffey.
Send us some swag.
Send us some swag, pal.
You bum.
Love you. Thanks, everybody. We love each and every one of you. For Frank Bassett.
And for Brendan Sweeney from the French Lake Resort.
Tom Miller and Tim Matthews. Thanks very much, guys. See you soon.